Good morning. So this morning, I'd like to continue this journey we're on with our mindfulness practice. I'll say a few words here at the beginning, and I'll guide us through kind of sprinkled in with some instructions, and then say a few words at the end. So this morning, we'll talk a little bit about emotions. And we started with the breath and went to the body on yesterday morning with Inez, and then in the afternoon, Inez guided us and taught us about thinking, thoughts. And now we're going to emotions. And part of the reason why we're doing emotions now is because so much about being mindfulness of emotions is about being mindful of the body, being embodied. And you might have discovered with being mindful of thinking, sometimes the thoughts have a really compelling nature. It's so hard not to get lost in the thoughts, get preoccupied with whatever the content of the thoughts happen to be. And part of that reason is because there's often, not always, but often there's an emotion that's fueling the thoughts. So it can be really helpful to gain some familiarity and some skills with mindfulness of emotions. I think we all know that emotions are connected to some of the most beautiful and sublime human experiences. And they're also connected to some of the most awful experiences. So bringing mindfulness to our emotions can help us discover freedom in this domain, help us maintain some balance, not to be pushed around as much. And we do this by allowing the emotions themselves to have the freedom to flow through us. To allow emotions to arise and pass away. And part of how we do this is to be finding freedom in our relationship to our emotions. Not necessarily trying to change them, make them go away, but as Inez said early on the first day, to change our perspective, our relationship to them. And we can use meditation as a laboratory, a place to experiment and explore. So we don't have to try to deny our emotions or repress them or hold on to them while we're meditating. It's okay if we have murderous rage or this incredible lust that arises while we're meditating. We just don't act on them. We stay seated and allow them to arise and pass away. Respecting and honoring that our emotions are a form of communication from ourselves to ourselves. When we're having emotions, it's an opportunity to learn something about ourselves. And we can best learn, best understand, if we allow the emotions to exist and don't immediately try to push them away. And to be present for our emotions in this way can be transformative. There can be an evolving, a resolution, a metabolism of our emotions if we make the space for them, if we give them the opportunities. In addition, being present for our emotions, we might begin to learn about some of the emotions that are underlying some of the other emotions. So I will guide us in some instructions on being with emotions. I'm doing this for the purpose of teaching. It doesn't mean that right now you're supposed to be having a lot of emotions or you have to conjure them up. Is this something to learn about, maybe gain some appreciation if and when emotions are arising when you're meditating? So we don't have to give special attention to our emotions in our daily life, in our meditative life. We don't have to privilege them over our other experiences, our other sensations. After all, mindfulness, it doesn't have a hierarchy of which is the most important thing to pay attention to. With this practice, we just pay attention to what is the most compelling, what is like the most obvious, and asking in some kind of way for our attention. So if you haven't already, to settle in, meditation, posture. I like to begin the same way that Inez instructed us, with a few long, slow, deep breaths. As a way to get connected, get embodied. It might be that with the exhale, there's a releasing. There's a letting go, a softening. And letting the breath return to normal. And to begin, we'll just rest the attention on the sensations of breathing. Noticing the inhales. How do they feel in the body? and the exhales. How do they feel? And the transitions between inhales and exhales, and between exhales and inhales. In a relaxed, easy manner, without straining and without being too cavalier. This is part of the art of practice, is knowing how much effort is required. It's often less than we're thinking, less than we're imagining. And the amount of effort is constantly changing. Sometimes a little bit more effort to stay with the breath. Other times feels like mind and body are relaxed and settled on the breath. It doesn't require as much effort then. For the purpose of teaching and exploring, you might gently inquire if there is an emotion that's present. It might be subtle, perfectly fine, it might be obvious, that's fine. Or maybe you're not even sure if there is an emotion. That's fine too. For example, a desire might arise, desire for some escapism, desire for something else to be arising. Desire for food, maybe desire for sleep. Maybe you have another emotion, but it isn't clear. Can you be content with the vagueness of it? Can it be okay that you don't know exactly what it is? If it is clear, it can be helpful to make a small note. Desire, wanting, sad, happy, curious, bored. It might be that noting, making a small mental note, helps the emotion lose some of its power over us. Helps release any clinging or stickiness, just recognizing the emotion that's present. And then once we recognize, oh yes, there's an emotion here, can we just allow it to be there? Can we align ourselves with the truth of the moment? The truth of the moment is that this emotion is here. Can we allow it to be there? Can we just let it be without adding anything extra? It might be that the emotion is a little bit uncomfortable and feels like being poked with an arrow. Can we not add any more arrows? Just allowing that emotion to be there. It can be really supportive to allow it if we can feel it in the body, the experience of the emotion in the body, the bodily sensations. Often these are felt in the face or throat or the torso. Might be very subtle. Also can support our allowing the emotion to be there. If we can tease apart this bodily experience from the mental experience. That is, to notice that there's stories associated with this, our attitude, our wishes, our judgments. And just let those be, maybe in the background, and instead just to be with the experience, allowing it to be there. Can think of this as four tools we might use to be with emotions or indeed any compelling experience. Recognize, allow. To support the allowing, we can feel it in the body. and we can tease apart the bodily experience from the mental experience. Recognize, allow, feel in the body. Tease apart bodily experience from mental experience. Tease apart first arrow from second arrow. So these tools we might use, recognize, allow, feel in the body, tease apart between the bodily and the mental, R-A-F-T, raft. Those of you who are familiar with the Buddhist teachings know that it's a common, or I think it's a beautiful teaching of the raft that carries us over the floods of maybe a torrent of emotions. But to be sure, we don't only have to use our AFT with emotions. It's whenever we feel like there's a flood. And we're saying R-A-F-T because it's easier to remember. It's nice, this idea of a raft. But it might be that first is a feeling in the body. It starts with a feeling. And then you allow it to be. And then there's a recognition. Oh, yeah, this is that sadness. And then you recognize, oh, and I have this story. I have always been sad. I'm always going to be sad. I don't even know why I bother meditating. It's always going to be this way. And then we can like maybe tease apart between our experience and the story that we're making. So we don't have to feel oppressed by this R-A-F-T that has to be in that order, that we have to use it every time. Instead, these are tools that we can use to support us when we're meditating. And when we're meditating, I'm talking about allowing, but we don't want to slip into overwhelm. That's not what we're trying to do here. So to use a little bit of wisdom, like maybe now I don't actually feel like I could learn anything from this. I don't feel like it's beneficial for me to explore this or be with this emotion, this experience. In those times, when we're meditating, you can simply open your eyes. That can be a way that can disrupt the momentum and remind yourself, oh yeah, I'm here. I'm here right now. And if you're in this retreat, you like, and there's others sitting, they're not physically in the room with you, but we're together, we're sitting together. So to use some wisdom, when is it useful to stay with it so that you can learn something and you can practice with allowing things to arise and pass away? When can you expand your capacity to be with difficult things? And when is it wise to disrupt, to go to a different experience? Maybe a third thing I'll say is at the beginning, I talked about how emotions arise and pass away if we don't get ensnared in them. It's human nature to notice the beginning of things. It's human nature to notice things that are difficult and uncomfortable. But as the mind starts to settle, we can also start to see the release of these emotions, the endings of these difficult experiences. And this can be so helpful to remind ourselves that things do end. If we're not completely ensnared with them, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And to help remind us what we all know that things are impermanent, but sometimes when we're lost in the midst of them, we forget. So maybe with R-A-F-T, you can also just, if we're allowing, just noticing the ending, the releasing. And it might be, a moment later. It might be that we don't actually notice the letting go, but like, oh yeah, that thing that was so difficult, I'm actually not experiencing it this moment. Not so easy to notice the absence, but it can be a great support for our practice. So I offer this with a wish that I might support you in our journey, our adventure with the meditation, with this retreat. And the only announcement I have is that in about 20 minutes or so, about one quarter of you will have a practice discussion, if you didn't have one yesterday, and then an hour and, let's see, 35 minutes, maybe it's hour and 34 minutes. If you haven't had a practice discussion, that's when you'll have it. So just a reminder. I'm wishing you all a beautiful day of practice, whatever might arise, whatever might arise. Thank you.